Friends, let's consider this passage from John's Gospel. Everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. Firefighters are very brave people. And every firefighter knows that bad things happen in the dark. In a building fire, a room can be filled with thick black smoke, making it impossible to see. Firefighters are taught to move around the room on their hands and knees, and if they are trying to escape, they keep one hand in contact with the wall, and then they follow that wall all the way around until they reach a doorway. As they get closer and closer to a doorway, they look for a little glimmer of light, indicating safety on the outside. In a building fire, moving toward darkness means death, and moving toward light means a chance at life. Now, what is true in the physical world is also true in the spiritual world, and this gospel passage demonstrates that for us. In today's gospel, Jesus uses the images of darkness and light to describe sin and salvation. This passage is a reminder of what can happen to us because of our sin, but it is also a message of hope that we share the light of Christ if we live in truth. The gospel passage that we just heard gives us a clear choice. We can choose to stay in the darkness of our sins, or we can accept the truth of Christ and his teaching, and we can come into the light. Today, we need to honestly ask ourselves whether or not we prefer the darkness of sin or the light of salvation. Our sinfulness keeps us in darkness. And what can happen when we move around in darkness? Well, just like a disoriented firefighter, we can become trapped and we can become seriously hurt, or even worse. But when we are in the light, we can see everything. We can see where we are going, which is to follow Christ, the light of salvation. God loves us, and he wants to transform our darkness into a radiant morning light. He wants to transform our Good Friday of suffering, of pain, and of despair into the joy of Easter and of the resurrection. Lord Jesus, as Lent draws to a close, help us to realize that now is the time for us to recognize the darkness in our own lives and to approach you in the sacrament of reconciliation. As we step into the dark confessional, help us to recall the darkness of our own sins. And when we receive the grace of the sacrament through the action of the priest, guide us as we step into the true light of truth, which will lead us to salvation and to life. Amen.